Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice. Matter of fact, we made a conscious decision. Hallelujah. We made a conscious decision to rejoice and be glad in it. We want to welcome you to the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends here under the teaching and tutelage of Pastor Darlene Bundage, a wonderful woman of God. This is our power of prayer. Today is Thursday, July the 13th. In the year of our Lord, 2023.
Thank you,
Jesus. I'm Apostle Halsey, my wife, the Evangelist Halsey. We'll be leading you off today. Hallelujah to God.
Thank you.
And we're going to say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace, that is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, O mighty God. There is none like you. Jesus, 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 there is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us, give thanks. I believe in miracles. I've seen the soul set free. Miraculously, the changing one redeemed through Calvary. I've seen the lily push its way up through the stubborn soil. I believe in miracles, for I believe in God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We come to you, Lord God, in this hour of power. Pray, Lord God. Praying, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. For Pastor Darlene Bundage, Lord God, to stand at the helm, O Lord God, my wife, O Lord God, and all the saints and friends that are here, O Lord God, in the circle this morning, in the name of Jesus, though that desire to come, those that are on their way, O Lord God. We pray for Pastor Scholastica, Lord God, while she's on her missionary journey, O Lord God, and safe return, O Lord God. We pray, O Lord God, for every illness, sickness, and disease, O Lord God. We pray for those that didn't even get a good night's rest last night in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would mend things together this morning in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Understand, Father, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning, O Lord God. We're so glad that you have your spirit and your power, O Lord God. We're so glad to have your love, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for protecting us, O Lord God, through this heat wave, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that the pools are open, O Lord God, and the children are able to go there and swim and cool off, O Lord God. And, Lord God, you're keeping us, O Lord God, because you're a faithful God, O Lord God. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord God. It's morning by morning, O Lord God. It's the faithfulness that we see, O Lord God. So we give that name, the honor, the glory, the praise, the which it deserves in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, if anybody stand in the need of a job, O Lord God, the finances are in straight, O Lord God, we pray that you replenish it, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We came to worship you and to praise you and to adore you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you. You are Emmanuel, God with us. You're Jehovah Jireh, Lord God. You are the God that is our provider, Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. You're the great El Shaddai, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we speak Jehovah Jireh. Lord God, you are the God of our peace. Shalom. Hallelujah to everyone's on the line, O Lord God. We bind and we break the powers of darkness, O Lord God. The working of the spirit, witchcraft, incantations, O Lord God. Any weapon that is formed against us, O Lord God, we understand that it will not prosper, O Lord God. But we thank you, O Lord God, for this Thursday morning, O Lord God, and this hour of prayer, Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for allowing us to be here, O Lord God, that you're moving, O Lord God, by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. We're so glad, O Lord God, that we have your love, O Lord God. It's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. In you, Lord, we move, we breathe, O Lord God, and we have our being, O Lord God. We're excited about this week, O Lord God, how you just blessed, O Lord God, and showed yourself strong in a miraculous way, O Lord God, working miracles so great, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, to be able to come, O Lord God, and battle it out, O Lord God, and pray, O Lord God, in this hour of power to pray, Lord God. We thank you for the fast that we had on last week, O Lord God, that you're moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. God, we pray especially for the parents, O Lord God, who's going through a time of heartfelt bereavement, O Lord God, for the child that has committed suicide, O Lord God, and family members, O Lord God, and cousins, O Lord God, one just committed suicide, O Lord God, and was crying out for help, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the saints of God that was there, O Lord God, that they would be more attentive, O Lord God, when somebody calls and tells them that they have suicidal, O Lord God, that they would give it the earnest the attention that it needs, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Bless our children, O Lord God, in the summer heat, O Lord God, as they're there, Lord God, some are running the streets and playing there, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray against heat strokes, O Lord God, incantation, Lord God, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, asthma, O Lord God, all manner of cancers and illnesses, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We bless that you bless our steps, O Lord God, all of our steps this day. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we pray for entrepreneurs, O Lord God. We pray for businesses, O Lord God. We pray for, O Lord God, for Maria, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we pray for those that desire to go on the vacation, O Lord God. We desire also, O Lord God, that we be able to go, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you're moving by your spirits and by your power, Lord God. In the name of Alice Marie, O Lord God, we pray for her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, Minister Gladys, O Lord God, Minister Chris, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Pastor Scholastica, Lord God, and the lady that spoke so well of you on yesterday, O Lord God, that she was glad to be in the service, O Lord God. Can't call everybody's name, but we love you all in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would touch, moved by your spirit, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for James Likely, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you bless him. Lord God, we pray for the Gibson family, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Straight through, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for Pastor Scholastica, Lord God, and her children, O Lord God. Abraham, O Lord God, praise and the other girl, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. All that have children and grandchildren, O Lord God. We send out a special prayer, O Lord God, that you would send ministers, O Lord God. Hallelujah, God. angels protection, O Lord God. Put a hedge around them, O Lord God, around our community, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Bless the President of the United States, the Vice President, the Council, O Lord God, House of Representatives, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, bless, O Lord God, because, Lord God, they're plotting, they're planning, O Lord God. But many are thoughts of a man heart, O Lord God, but the will of the Lord will prevail, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O God. So we thank you. We praise you, Lord God, for this time of an opportunity to come before that throne of grace, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So, Lord God, this is our power prayer, Lord God. We bring you the sacrifice of praise, O Lord God, the fruits of our lips, O Lord God, this morning, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we thank you and we praise you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for moving by your spirit and by your power. Well, hallelujah to God. We're going to go into the word today, hallelujah to God. And we're going to come back. We're going to get your name, your praises, and we see what the pastor had for us, hallelujah to God, because we're moving forward at this time in the name of Jesus. It's been a great work. It's been a wonderful work, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the birds are singing, the bees are buzzing, the ants are building their nests. This is a wonderful day, a wonderful day that you have made, O Lord God. So we give you thanks, O Lord God. Lord God, as we go to look about this job, O Lord God, to see, pray that everything is well, O Lord God, and give us a thumbs up or down, thumbs down, O Lord God. Yeah, neighbor, we learn of all our appointed time. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage that you would strengthen our heart. So we thank you, God, and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Well, we're going to break it. We're going to go to the wife now. In the name of Jesus, she's going to read the scripture and have commentary on that. Hallelujah to God. And then we're going to open up the lines. Hallelujah to God. And get your prayer request and your name. Hallelujah to God. And pray that you pray along and that you get your pencil and everything to follow along in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen. Okay, let me plug this
here.
Okay. We thank you, God.
Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. Thanks to the Most High God. Hallelujah. It's a little song burning in my soul. I like to sing it before I do the scripture of the week. Is I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. And let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. My soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound, Lord, in your ear. Glory, glory be to God. Our God is so faithful. Our God is so awesome, saints. I'm so excited about Jesus. Glory be to God. Truly, we thank God for being in your midst once again. Praise the Lord. We do give honor to our Lord and Savior, the head of our lives. We do give honor to our visionary, hallelujah, this great ministry, our beloved Pastor Darlene Bundage, an anointed and appointed woman of God for such a time as this, heralding the gospel. We do honor our Apostle Horsley and to all of our dynamic facilitators and to all the saints of the Most High God in their prospective places who thought it not robbery to be here with us this morning, lifting up the name of Jesus and casting all our cares on him in prayer. Praise the Lord. I'll be reading our scripture of the week. Hallelujah. Before you, it's a very familiar scripture, and I know everyone is very versed in these verses here. It says, a new commandment. We're in St. John 13, St. John 13, verses 34 to 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I've loved you, that you also love one another. By this, we will know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for the other. Praise God, saints. Truly, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, at this juncture here, he was about to be offered, hallelujah, as the Lamb, hallelujah, slain before even the foundation of the world for our sins. And we see Jesus is reminding the disciples at that time and reminding us as well the most important aspect of being called a child of God, being called a Christian. Hallelujah. We've got to bear the fruit. Hallelujah. Jesus is making it plain that we will be known, saints, by the fruit of love in our on our lives. Hallelujah. In our lives, as we stay in Christ Jesus, as we abide in him, we should be, hallelujah, expressing the love of God in our actions, in our homes, saints, in our communities, in our churches, everywhere we go. We need to be expressing the character of Christ. Hallelujah, which is love. Glory be to God. Saints of God, when we look at Galatians 5, verse 22, hallelujah, the Apostle Paul makes it clearer about the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, which represents the love of Christ, the character of Christ. And this is the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah, which should be displayed by every child of God that says that they are abiding in Jesus. The fruit of the Spirit is this, Galatians 5:22, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Glory be to God. Saints of God, if we belong to Jesus, then we need to be expressions of his character. Praise God. Do you know the Lord gets great pleasure in us when he sees himself in us? Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. The Lord Jesus Christ gets great pleasure in seeing himself in us. Hallelujah. Expressed by our character. Glory be to God. We please him, saints, when we walk in obedience to his word, when the Lord can see himself reflected in us, in our character, in our walk, in our talk, in our prayer life. Hallelujah. We've got to represent Jesus. Hallelujah. Saints of God, we got to be real for Jesus. Glory be to God. It's time that we reflect the character of Christ. And the way we can understand whether we're reflecting Christ is through the word of God. This word makes it plain, Galatians 5:22, the character of one who's flowing in the truth of Jesus, walking in the Spirit. Now, Galatians 5:19 lets us know if we are not flowing in the Spirit. Listen to this. Now, the works of the flesh are these, saints: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, lasciviousness, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, which I tell you before, just as also I told you in times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Saints of God, all of us on this line are serious for Jesus. So let's continue to walk, hallelujah, as the saints of the Most High God, having the character of Christ. Saints, we are called to live holy. Jesus said, be ye holy, even as I am holy. Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may glorify your Father which is in heaven. It's so important, saints, that we truly let our light shine like never before, saints of God. If we are calling ourselves the people of God, then we got to live according to his commandment, y'all. Glory be to God. Romans 8:29, I want to read this to you because it's very important that we understand the essence of what our Christian life ought to exemplify. It says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. So we were predestinated, hallelujah. He knew everyone that's on this line that they would be saved. Glory be to God. It was him that chose you before the foundation of the world. He did predestinate us to be conformed, y'all, to the image of his son. We were all predestinated to reflect the life of Christ. Hallelujah. The character of Christ, y'all, which is love. Hallelujah. We got to exemplify loving God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind. Hallelujah. And to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Glory be to God. Jesus says here in 34th verse, he said, I give you a new commandment that you love one another as I've loved you. Jesus has loved us unconditionally, you all. So we have to love others unconditionally. And it's shown by our actions, our attitude, our words. The Bible says, out of the heart, man speaks. Hallelujah. So we got to make sure that we are speaking the word of God when we talk to one another. Someone has called you for prayer, you have to let them know according to the scriptures, Isaiah 53:5, that by his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. They're lacking in some area. They need a job. We can remind them Philippians 4:19. Hallelujah. Lets us know that my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Saints of God, it's important that we pray back the word of God. Hallelujah. In the various arenas of our lives, as we go through this journey of life, we will go through trials, we will be tested, we will go through tribulations, but I am delighted in what David said in Psalms 34:19. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver us out of them all. So we can always have an attitude of love, gratitude, knowing that no matter how hard the trial may be, I'm going to still love my neighbor as myself. I'm still going to love God with all my heart. I'm going to keep his commandment. Glory be to God. Romans 12:1-2 are powerful verses of scripture, and it reminds us that we are to live a holy life, saints, which represents the life of love, the life of obedience in Christ Jesus. Romans 12:1-2 says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. But verse 2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God is. In other words, saints, we must not be conformed to this world. We must not be like others. Don't be like the world. We have been picked out, hallelujah, to shine forth, hallelujah. God has ordained it so that we would cause others to want to come to Christ. Thanks, O God. So we must exemplify the love of Jesus. We must exemplify patience, long-suffering, hallelujah, faith, love, peace, joy, gentleness. All of these things our lives need to be expressing. Hallelujah. The Bible says, Jesus says, you will know those who are mine. Look at verse 5, 35. It said, by this, all may know that you are mine. In other words, my disciples, my followers. If you have love one for another, we got to love one another as well as love our enemies. We have to pray for our enemies that they be saved, that they get the mind of Christ. We're not going to wish them any harm. It's so important, saints, that we grab hold to the commandment of love. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There are other verses also in the Bible that helps us to understand that Jesus wants us to truly love one another. 1 John 4:20-21 says, if anyone says, I love God and hate his brother, he's a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, ever loves God, must also love his brother. That's 1 John 4:20-21. Saints of God, God is repeating himself over and over because he wants us to get this in deep in our hearts. I like what David said, thy word have I hid in my heart so I may not sin against Jesus. This is the whole thing. We don't want to sin against God, saints. We have all this word. Hallelujah. We have the Holy Ghost to help convict us when we're wrong. So therefore, we can repent and get things started right again in obedience to the word. 1 John 2:10 says, whosoever loves his brother abides in the light. So that lets you know if you don't love your brother, you're abiding in darkness. You're on your way to hell and destruction. Whoever loves his brother and abides in the light, in him there is no cause for stumbling. Glory be to God. It's not time for us, saints, to be wishy-washy in our faith. It's no time for us to straddle the fence, y'all. It's either we all the way in, saints. Listen, 99 and a half won't do. We have to understand what that means. God is saying, be holy. He's talking about holy all the way. Revelation's 3rd chapter, Jesus says, I would that you be hot of gold. But if you lukewarm, what did he say he's going to do, y'all? He's going to spew us out of his mouth. Come on, saints. God has no pleasure in lukewarm service. God don't want us to love him part-time. God want a full-time love. Come on, y'all. Glory be to God. So, saints of God, I want you to understand that the word of God is reaffirming over and over again that God wants us to love one another as he has loved us. God's love, listen, is a self-sacrificing love. Hallelujah. Jesus laid down his life for us. We have to lay down our lives for the brethren, saints of God. We got to lay our lives down for the gospel. In other words, whatever it takes. Jesus said, if any man follow me, let him what? Take up his cross, deny himself, and follow me. So it's, in other words, I can't get to a state of murmuring. I can't get into a state of complaining. I can't get into a state of backbiting. I can't get into a state of running down people. No, my job is to uplift the saints. Glory be to God. Not to get into a pity party. Too many people, too many so-called saints want everybody to, you know, get into this pity party. Woe is me, you know. why is this happening to me? Saints of God, the God already told us in his word. Hallelujah. Jesus said that in this world you will have tribulations. But he said, be of good what? Be of good cheer. He said, because I've overcome the world. So if Jesus is living in you, hallelujah, he's our hope of glory. Hallelujah. We got God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost dwelling in us. We got the Holy Spirit in us. Saints of God, we ought to be the most joyfulest people on the planet. Let me tell you, I'm not saying that we have that everything is peachy cream all the time. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is put up a fight, y'all. Don't give up. You know, it's so easy for people to throw in the towel and say, well, I'm going back to what I used to do. I'm going to run the streets again. What? And you know, one preacher preached the message, says, what in hell do you want? You know, in other words, we've got to fight, put up a fight, put on the whole arm of God, saints, which is love, the armor of love. We got to have that word, the sword of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to have that sword, which is his word. We got to put that shield of faith up to quench all the fiery darts of enemy. Don't you know the enemy is going to come with negative words? We got to learn to rebuke those words. We got to learn to even turn off the chatter in this fleshly mind that tries to bring negative thoughts, negative suggestions. Listen, we have to cast down, y'all, every vain imagination and every high thing that's exalting itself against the knowledge of God, and bring every thought into the captivity of God's word. Saints of God, it's time to truly trust and obey. There's no other way. I believe, and I know you believe, God. So let's continue to walk in love. Let's continue to love even people who are difficult. Ask God to give you his grace to run the race. We need his power, y'all. We cannot run this journey on our own strength, on our own power. We will fail every time. But we have to pray, Lord, give me more of your grace. Give me more of your Holy Ghost power. Give me more of your anointing, Lord. I want to make this journey, Lord. At the end of the day, hallelujah, when this life is over, I want you to say, welcome, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Saints of God, we cannot allow fear. We cannot allow doubt. We cannot allow complaining, murmuring, all these things that even caused the church of old, hallelujah, the Israelites to fail. Many of them did not make it into the promised land. Why? Because of fear, because of doubt. Praise the Lord. Our dear minister Chris gave us a great lesson on fighting that fear, fighting that anxiety. We've got to stand up, hallelujah, like good soldiers, like bold soldiers, and speak the word of God. When the enemy tries to come in like a flood, saints of God, that word, hallelujah, is the standard that we can combat the lies of the enemy. Saints of God, we were made to be conquerors. We were chosen to be conquerors. Romans 8 gives us to know that in Christ we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. The word of God gives us to know, I believe in Romans 8:31, if God be for us, y'all, who can be against us? Saints of God, listen, we're in a fixed fight here. We're on the winning side. We're on Jesus' side. I just want to encourage y'all, stay on the winning side. Don't allow anyone, anything, hallelujah, to cause you to go back. It's too late now to go back, y'all. It's time now to fight the good fight of faith. Hold on to God's word. Hold on to prayer. Continue to pray. Continue to fast. Continue to keep yourself consecrated. Continue to keep yourself unspotted from the filth of this world. Continue to give to the orphan. Continue to give to those who are less fortunate than yourself. Remember the fatherless. These are the things that God will honor. Hallelujah. We got to continue to study God's word so we can remember those things that's pleasing to the Lord. Glory be to God. And remember those things that God hates, saints. I'm just about done. I'm going to pass the mic back to Apostle Horsley, but I pray that you all have been encouraged, hallelujah, to live holy, to bear the fruit of the Spirit, hallelujah. Put on that whole armor of God to live a godly life and to live obedient according to the command of God, which is his whole word from Genesis to Revelations, and basically it's to love. We got to love with all our hearts and remember to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. God bless you all. Peace and blessings.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Horsley. Hallelujah. I wonder if this phone is, I believe it's on mute. Hallelujah to God. Sometimes it hit the mute button. Hallelujah to God.
Oh, it's on?
Yeah, I believe that everybody can hear us. Amen.
Yes, we can hear you. We can.
Oh, thank you. Okay. I just want to make sure, because sometimes you put the phone a little bit too close in it, and it goes off. Goes off track. Hallelujah to God. Well, we thank God for that beautiful word from the wife. Hallelujah to God on love. That because Jesus Christ is the greater love, have no man that he would lay down his life for his friend. Hallelujah to God. And he said to love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. When it comes to dealing in love, hallelujah to God, and the compassion of love and everything, it's a lot, saints of God, but it's well worth it. It's well worth the journey that we're on. Songwriter wrote a song one time, I'm so glad I decided to make this journey. But well, we really didn't decide, but he has chosen us from the foundation of the world. The lines are open. We're going to take a break here, and we're going to go to Pastor Darlene. Maybe she has a special prayer request, and the lines will be open for your name and your prayer request in the name of Jesus. And we thank God. Amen. Pastor Darlene.
Yes, good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for this wonderful word, our Evangelist Wonderland. I mean, that was just so powerful how you presented that. And I have been encouraged, and I'm just glad that I had the opportunity to be here to hear what was being shared. And Apostle Horsley, with his great prayer this morning and the songs, God is just so good. You know, I was just thinking how we have a beautiful team here. We have a great team of saints who come together. Each one has their own flavor of how they present and what we are being taught here. And I'm just thankful even for those who, Sister Mary, who ran the station while I was not here earlier this week. And just people who have a desire to do what they can do to help out as we continue this prayer, praise, and deliverance ministries prayer line. There are people around the world who are listening in, and, you know, as we get off the line, they can come in and people can listen in and hear what has been said and be encouraged. And I'm just grateful for that. I'm just thanking God that you love enough to do that. I mean, that's a part of love, to want to come, and loving God and loving the people is so important. So I'm just grateful today for just being here and able to be a part of this great work that God is doing in and through us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Have you heard from the Reverend Manasseh? Yeah, he's coming along. Has he said anything?
Yeah, he's fine. He's still in Australia. He's doing great. Yes, I heard from him, I think.
Amen. That's a blessing. That's a blessing.
Yeah,
Hallelujah to God.
Let's, in fact, since you called his name, we're going to pray for his continuous healing from his operation on his hip.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for your word, Pastor Darlene. You're very precious. Hallelujah to God. The lines are open. We'll get your name, And prayer requests, and that's up to your telephone. Or you get the prayer requests that me and Prayer have to go see about this other job here today about 7:30, between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. Pray that it all works out well and that it be what I expect to be. But we just thank God for the prayers of the saints, because the prayers of the righteous man availeth, but the prayers of the saints availeth much. Thank you. Okay, the lines open. We have anyone with a prayer request?
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Good morning, everyone. That word was encouraging to me, Apostle Horsley, and Sister Wonderland. It was just right on time. And I just appreciate God for what he is and what he's doing and the things that he's about to do. I thank God for continual healing in my body in the name of Jesus. And I thank God that having mercies, I'm getting ready to go, and me and my grandson take my daughter to the airport and her husband, Eddie, and my daughter, Michelle. And for traveling mercies, we get ready to out just now, and I just thank God it was on the time that it was on, you know, so I would be able to hear the word being brought forth today. So just continue prayer for all the families and marriages in Jesus' name, and also, you know, just their traveling protection. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Pastor Samir, and I just thank God so much for the word. Thank God for the word of just encouraging and reminding us, reminding me to stand for who I am in Christ and to continue to live in a Christ of righteous life, you know, no matter what discouragement that comes before us. So I just bless God for the word of God this morning. I just thank God for each of you, and I just ask for prayer this morning for our Carol family. They're in some bereavement right now, loss of a young man, husband and father. So we want to keep them in prayer. There are the Carol family, and also a friend of mine that is suffering have some cancers in her body and going through some medical treatments for that. Just praying that the medicine that is being that she's having to take is going to the right places and not disturbing any other part of her body. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Amen.
God bless.
Yes, ma'am.
Mary, what is your friend's name that has the cancer?
Mary B.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Now we have another.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Scholastic. I see you listening in that women, and I thank God for the word and the prayers that you've got already. Amen.
Amen. We have another. I'll leave it to God. Another praise, another worship, another testimony. Well, I guess everybody's on vacation enjoying themselves. Everybody have things to do. Hallelujah to God in July that they're paying for us. We thank God for that. Hallelujah to God. We thank God.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Good morning. Sister Lucinda here. And at the cardiologist the other day, I had an excellent exam and checkup. And so praise be to God for all blessings. Amen.
Yes. We praise God with you. Hallelujah. That it came out. That was working well. Hallelujah to God. We thank God for you. In the name of Jesus.
Praise
working well and that you're feeling well.
Thank
Hallelujah. And you're doing well. Hallelujah. Praises be to God. That's the love of God there. Thank you, Jesus. And keeps us in perfect health and keeps our mind in perfect peace. Thank God. Boy, that test just came out well. Amen.
Yes, good morning. I just have a prayer request, and this is for Linda D. Just pray for her her health and pray for her finances. We just want to pray that God will just remove all the things that are hindering her and getting her healing, and also just to bless her finances, give her a miracle concerning her finances. So we want to pray for our sister Linda D. this morning concerning that. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
This is Sister Gladys this morning. I also pray for the brokenheartedness, that God mends the broken heart of rejected ones that who have been rejected and stuff. Amen.
I want to pray for a young lady, my niece, one of my nieces, a grandniece, a classic, that this job comes through for her. Hallelujah to God. May God bless her financially and give her stability. Hallelujah. In the course of work with her. Hallelujah. Praying for the Mann family, my sister-in-law, Brenda Mann, Mann Davis family there. Hallelujah to God. Had someone in their family, one of their relatives, ever committed suicide. He cried out for help, hallelujah to God, and then he called us and it was all right. Then he took a lethal dose or something, and we praying for the family, the strength of the family now in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And what is the grandniece's name?
Classic's her name.
Okay.
Classic name. Davis family. All the requests
okay,
have been put back in. Yes, ma'am.
Now I was just going to say we can go ahead and pray for these requests, and then I will go from there. Amen.
Amen. I agree with you. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we take
yes.
the total sum, O Lord God, of these prayer requests, O Lord God, in the name of
Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, Jesus' name. We call for you to cover them and protect them, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus, O Lord God, over them, their circumstances, O God, their home environment, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O God. O God, we ask you for traveling mercy and grace, O Lord God, that you cover those, O Lord Jesus, that are traveling, Lord God, on the airways, O Lord God, roadways, O Lord God, here and there, Lord God, and riverways, O God. We plead the blood of Jesus, that you cover us and protect us, Lord God, on our roadways, O God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your faithfulness, O Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord. I praise, Lord God, for those that are in bereavement right now, Lord God. Lord God, let you be their comfort, Lord God, this morning. Lift them up, Lord Jesus. Touch them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. O God, O God, O God, let this draw them closer to you, Father God, trusting you, Father God, for their needs, O Lord God, and their comfort and their love, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O God. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for healing those that have cancer in their body, Lord God. My sister Jamie, Lord God, healing her body, Lord God, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Father God, and Mary, Lord God, touching her in Jesus. In the name of Jesus, O God. God, we're just praying that the medicine that's being intervened in their bodies, O God. God. His will attack the areas that it's supposed to attack and heal, Father God. In their bodies, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we just bless your name, God. We thank you. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, as Pastor Hauser goes in for his appointment, Lord God. That it'll be agreeable as he wanted to be, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. For our sister Linda, Lord God. Manassas, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord God. Oh God, I pray for my daughters Charlotte and Shanika, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving them the mind of Christ. As it is in Christ Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for opening their eyes, oh Lord God, that they may see you, Father God, and trust you, Lord God. We pray for the Holy Spirit that is Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Let us not forget who you are, Father God, in Jesus' name. Let us continue to walk upright before you, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord God. We pray and come against them. God, I pray blessings upon my life, oh God, this morning. Jesus, God, that you help me in the circumstances of my car, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Put me in the right place, oh Lord God, the right people, Lord God, to assist me with the right work needs to be done, Father God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing abundantly, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Things that need Africa, Virginia, Lord God, that you have covered with the blood of Jesus, oh Lord God, give us strength day by day, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Mother Hickson, Father God, thank you for her mind, Lord God, thank you for her strength, Lord God, thank you for all that you're doing for her in Jesus' name. Continue to bless him, God, and keep her, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus, bless her, Lord God, thank you for healing her body, her mind, Lord God. My sister Nora, Lord God, thank you for healing and touching her, Lord God. In the precious name of Jesus, oh God. In the precious name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for your anointing, Lord God. Thank you for your grace. Day by day, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Oh, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Thank you for being back here, Lord God. Thank you for being the lifter, Lord God, of our heads.
Father, bless you abundantly, oh God. Bless you indeed, oh God. Keep evil away, Father, that it will not help. In the name of
Jesus,
we do pray, Father, today for Plastic, oh God, if she's going to look for a job, God, that you give her favor, God, favor with her. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, God, today that they will favor her, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so let her
in the name of Jesus,
Lord.
Thank you for your favor, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, God, today, and thank you for Sister Lucinda, how you blessed her, oh God, at the doctor's office, Lord.
Thank you for
that good report, God. It is so wonderful, God, to hear the good report for our sister Lucinda, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Yeah, Jesus. Glory
to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Well, we're again right here at the top of the hour, and we appreciate all that has happened today. God has done great things in this hour. Even just the fact that we have gotten up this morning and are able to go and do the things that need to be done, I mean, that's just a beautiful thing. So we thank Apostle Horsley and Sister Wonderland once again. And each and every person who comes, we appreciate you being here because we, you know, that you could be doing something else. And we're just glad today that we have this opportunity to be here and do God's work. So as we're leaving today, we cover and seal each and every one of our prayers, the word, and the praises with the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them in the name of Jesus. We send them back to the sender, and we decree even those words that have been spoken to cause us harm, that they will turn out for our good in Jesus' name. I decree this morning that we shall continue to walk by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. I decree that we are the seed of Abraham through Christ Jesus. And in blessing, he blesses us, and multiplying, he multiplies us as the stars of the heavens and as the sands of the seashore in Jesus' name. I decree this morning that in God's favor, he makes our mountains stand strong. I decree that he lets our favor cause our horns to be exalted in the name of Jesus. I decree that the Lord lets the favor be upon our life as a cloud of the latter rain. And speaking of the latter rain, I thank God today that performing the latter rain is in our life, and even our later life will be better than our former life, as God did for Job when he was going through his trial. So I thank God today for that. And I decree today that the Lord will reveal his word unto us, and that we will follow that word. And I decree today that we will continue to love one another as the Lord has shown us, that we will exemplify Christ in our lives in Jesus' name. So I want each and every one of you to remember that I love you, and I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your foes. Hallelujah. With loving people into the kingdom as we continue this journey. As we continue to do the work of the Father, we know that God is doing great things and is marvelous in our eyes. So let us go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Have a beautiful day. Come back tomorrow. Bring somebody with you. Let them know what we're doing so that we can be a blessing to them and they can be a blessing to us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L, second word is L-E-I-G-H, Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.